Good morning to you. Quite a few of you are remarking on this story from last night on the television news on UTV Live.
A few finishing touches and the rebuilt Free Derry Museum threw open its doors. It tells the story of Bloody Sunday on the very spot in the bogside where the shootings happened. The tour guides are relatives of the victims. Bloody Sunday was one of the seismic events of the Troubles. 13 people were killed in January 1972 when paratroopers opened fire on a civil rights march. Multimedia displays help visitors experience the sights and the sounds of that fateful day. Footage of Father Edward Daly waving a blood-soaked handkerchief became the iconic image of Bloody Sunday. It's now safely housed in these new surrounds, along with many other artifacts from the day. Day one was busy, with locals and visitors coming for a look. The museum, which began over 10 years ago as a small display, has grown to become a major visitor attraction, rebuilt at a cost of nearly £2.5 million.
We've had, in the previous museum, over 160,000 visitors. We were one of the top tourist attractions, as you say, in the city. So with the new building and such a visually stunning and prominent building, we would be very confident that we grow in that even more.
The museum is a trip from the darkest days of the killings to the publication of the Savile Report. The museum, built on the spot where history happened, will preserve the story of Bloody Sunday for generations to come. Gareth Wilkinson, UTV Live, Derry.
So that was last night on UTV Live, and you're remarking on the museum and how impressive it looked, actually. When I saw it, I thought, my goodness, that is much, much bigger than I expected it to be. You heard Adrian Kerr, the manager, speaking to Gareth towards the end of it. I want to speak now to John Kelly, who's on the line. John, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
John, for the saddest reasons, you know everything about Bloody Sunday.
I certainly do. I lost my brother on Bloody Sunday, Michael Kelly. He was only 17 years old. And also I was there on the day. So that's the reason why I work in the Museum of Free Derry as the education officer. But the museum itself is also a place of education. It's more or less to tell the story of what happened during that terrible period of time.
It's one of those memories I have as a child that I couldn't believe it was happening when I saw it on the television news. 13 people shot dead by the paratroopers. There was a demonstration the following week in Newry, which would have probably had a few thousand people anyway, but it just swole as a result of what happened in Derry the week before. I remember people from the community I grew up in who never went to anything, who never attended a march or a protest ever in their lives, who went to Newry that day as a protest against what happened on the streets of Derry. For someone like you, living it and losing your brother, it must have been horrific.
It was a terrible, terrible time. Terrible time. Not only that we had to live through the day itself, but certainly in the aftermath, the impact it had in the Troubles. I would say to people all the time, only for Bloody Sunday, I don't believe the Troubles would have lasted so long, over 30 years. But certainly the parish residents who committed the atrocity that day do not only care the blood of the people who died on Bloody Sunday, but many more in the aftermath. So what's the importance of the museum to actually explain all this and to show off the artifacts and the atrocity and the impact it had through that period of time?
Is it somewhere that a person of a unionist persuasion, a person who believes the British Army were doing the very best they possibly could during the conflict here in Northern Ireland, is it somewhere that they could comfortably go to visit?
Of course they can. You know, I've had many people from the unionist side. I've a massive amount of cross community groups who come into the museum. I've had, for instance, I've had members of the UVF, I've had members of the UDA, I've ex British Army soldiers, ex police, over the years who have come in to have a look at the museum in the old form. But now we have the brand new museum. Everyone is welcome, no matter who they are. If they want to come and visit us, that is fine, and certainly we will. They can see the museum and its full bloom. And hopefully understand where we come from, the importance of telling the story.
It must be a difficult story, however, to listen to. You can go to the Titanic experience here in Belfast and think about those who lost their lives. But it is that long ago that you almost feel divorced from it. If you go to something that is so real for so many of us, I know it happened before quite a few people who are maybe listening to this programme were born, but the significant listenership base within a programme like this, most people can remember it happening. Does that not make it more difficult for the person who comes through the doors on a Wednesday afternoon, say?
Well, put it this way, when they come through the doors, there might be relatives of those who died that day. There's four relatives who actually work within the museum. And, as more or less a living history, it's still fresh in people's minds. And to actually, experience the museum and go back to those days is something incredible, to be truthful. Even the young people who come in unto us and look at the museum, they find it a great experience and really do understand the story when they leave the place. But this is what it's all about. It's about education. But one thing we're not there to create is bitterness in any way whatsoever. We're here to tell a story, and that's exactly what we do.
And the actual blood of your brother is on display,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's a little. It was a little baby girl. When Michael was shot, he was taken into a house, and that was the first thing the mall of the house grabbed was a baby girl and put it over his injury. So the baby girl was sitting in a case with Michael's blood on it. But we have the likes of John Young Shirt, who was only 17. Father Daly's famous handkerchief is there. The bloodstained banner that was carried on Bloody Sunday. There are many artifacts. A jacket's belonging to Jim Ray, who was actually executed on the ground as he lay defenceless. Michael McDade, who was shot, his jacket's there, and so on. So there are lots of artifacts there from that day itself and belonging to the people who lost their lives.
I was in Newcastle upon Tyne over the weekend, and I bought a sandwich and I sat in a park on a bench, and I was sitting eating the sandwich, and as I was getting up, I noticed the bench was dedicated to a group, and I looked and read the little brass plaque, and it said, "In memory of the veterans who served in Northern Ireland."
Yeah.
And I'm sure you could easily go to Newcastle upon Tyne, buy a sandwich and sit on a bench like that and then read it. When, if it had been you looking back at that little brass plaque, how would you have felt?
You mean now?
Now is the important bit.
Yeah, but the point is that they want to dedicate a bench to the veterans, that's fine. But what we have done here, we have dedicated the museum, and it's a great testament to the memory of all those who died. Not only on Bloody Sunday, by the way. It's from a period, Ralph, from right up to Motorman over a couple of year period. So therefore, this is a dedication to all those innocent people who lost their lives during that period of time.
But have you been able to deep down forgive? Would you have felt comfortable sitting on that bench?
No, I haven't forgiven. I haven't forgiven. And, I could go into the full story of why I haven't forgiven. But one of the main reasons is that the soldier who murdered my brother during the Savile inquiry showed absolutely no remorse for what he did. And this same soldier was responsible for the murder of four innocent people and the injury of four others. So that's the type of people we're dealing with. So how could anyone ask me to forgive? But what I try to do is live with it and tell the story.
Do you think you'll ever get to a point in your lifetime or even in your children's lifetimes where you'll get justice for your brother?
I do believe that. As you probably know, we're in the PPS are now conducting an overview of the material that was handed over to them by the PSNI of the murder investigation. And from that PPS, hopefully, we will see the end result being prosecutions of the soldiers who committed the atrocity. It was murder, end of story. And there's no argument about that. And everybody knows it was murder. So therefore, as far as I'm concerned, and I do believe it will happen, that we'll see these guys in the court of law being prosecuted.
Many people have said it acted as a recruiting sergeant for young men and women to join the IRA. It was certainly used when I was growing up as a young teenager as a reason to sympathise with republicanism. And people would say, what about the paras on Bloody Sunday? But those who joined the IRA and those who also killed innocent men, women and children, are they not insulting the memory of the likes of your brother by using that as an excuse?
Well, they're not. I don't believe they're using it as an excuse. It's just a fact. It's just a fact because directly after Bloody Sunday, a lot of young people witnessed what happened that day. were on the streets that day. They themselves got involved simply because of the murder of innocent people. And I do believe a lot of these young people, whoever they were, would never have even thought about joining the IRA or any other paramilitary organization. That's the way it was, and that's the way it is. And even if you speak to people in who joined in the aftermath, even today, and ask the question, why did he join the IRA? He says, because of what I witnessed on Bloody Sunday when I witnessed the murder of innocent people that day. And that's the reason. And that was the impact that it had.
But do you accept, John, that their killings were every bit as bad as the killing carried out by that soldier who you still hate?
All killings are wrong. All murder is wrong. And this is our point. We've always maintained that we would support anyone, no matter who they are, in relation to the murder of a loved one. And we will stand by them. And we've put that out many, many times. Because murder, no matter what and who it is murder. And the point about the Paris on Bloody Sunday and what's going on now at the present time, where you've got the MPs and unionist politicians shouting for an amnesty for these soldiers, and what they're saying to us now is, because they wore a British Army uniform, that means they're immune from prosecution, and that's not right.
The museum, when is it open? When can people visit?
We opened yesterday, believe it or not. We opened to the public yesterday, and we had our first entries. We're very, very busy yesterday. As a matter of fact, when I leave you now, I'm going over now to talk to three groups who've already booked in. And over the next 6 months, we have numerous amounts of groups who have already booked into the museum. And we're looking forward to it, to be truthful.
But is it a Monday to Friday? What hours are you open?
Well, we're open Monday to Friday from 9:30 to 4:30. Then come April, we'll be open on a Saturday afternoon. And then come June, we're open on a Sunday as well, right through to September. So we're actually open on Saturday and Sunday right through the summer period, from April right through. So we'll be in a 7-day period of time. But I must point out to you, there's a little charge here. We're totally independent. We're not affiliated to any organisation whatsoever, be it political or otherwise. So we have to charge. So it's £3 for concessions and £4 for adults.
And can you book online or find out about it online?
You certainly can. We have the website's up and running. And it's a matter of just booking in.
Okay.
Or even making the phone call.
Okay. John, thanks for coming on the programme. And congratulations on opening what seems to be a very interesting museum. Thanks.
Well, come down and visit us, Frank.
I certainly will.
I look forward to seeing you.
Okay, John. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.
So that's Gareth Wilkins talking about it last night on the TV. You see pictures in the papers and whatever as well. It's the Free Derry Museum. Is it another important chapter that's being told in the history of this part of the world? Is it something that you would be making an effort to go to see, or in some way would you be turning your back and trying to forget the horrors of the past? Your opinions, of course, are very welcome. 90 333 10.